Good evening, everyone. This is the regularly scheduled council meeting for March 10th, 2025. Clerk, would you please read the roll?
Ms. Therrien?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle is not present this evening. Mr. Ringstad?
Here.
Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
And Mayor Pruz is excused this evening.
Thank you. Would you please rise for the invocation and the pledge?
As we bow our heads this evening, let us take a moment to ponder our role and our purpose. Let this be a space where all those in attendance are engaged and where all those who speak are heard and valued. May our discussions be productive and our decisions reasonable. And may we always serve the citizens of Fairbanks with the best of intentions. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any ceremonial matters I don't know about? No? Okay. Clerk?
Citizens' comments, oral communications to the City Council on any item pertaining to city business that is not up for public hearing. The total comment period is 30 minutes and testimony is limited to 3 minutes. Any person wishing to speak needs to sign up on the list located in the hallway or must have signed up in advance using the procedures for providing online testimony found at the city's website. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
Thank you. First up, we have Charity. I see you at the borough meetings and the city meetings, and you might as well just run for office.
No, thanks. Good evening. My name is Charity Gadapi. I'm here in my capacity as a director with Explore Fairbanks. I'm the director of visitor and community engagement. I just want to give you an update on visitation and our community engagement efforts. For visitation, our visitor count through the end of 2024 was 136,866 guests. When you compare that to 2023, that's a 15% increase in visitation. This year so far through the end of February, we are at a 6% increase. So far we've seen 12,985 guests come through the doors so far. Regarding community engagement, we continue to host the Fort Wainwright City Tours. Any in-processing soldiers on Friday morning, they come to the Morse Thompson Center and we do a city tour with them. In 2024, we toured 1,115 soldiers and their family members around Fairbanks. That was a slight uptick from the previous year of about 4%. In total, through 2024, we've greeted and welcomed 5,328 members, in-processing soldiers, and their dependents. In our continuing efforts to support the armed services, we sponsored the live stream feed of the Commander's Cup hockey game that happened at the end of February, allowing families across the country to watch their service member play in that game. And we got kudos from folks online that were able to watch their son, so that was very cool. It also gave us a chance to introduce one of our new mascots to the hometown crowd, Felix the Fox. His pal, Irene the Raven, was unable to make it that night, but you will see them out and about this spring at events, so that's exciting for us. In 2025, our Golden Heart Giving fundraising campaign that we will be supporting and raising money for, we are going to support the Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation and their efforts in raising money for the PET CT scanner. So stay tuned as the tourism industry works with the foundation in events throughout the summer to raise awareness and funds for the scanner. With that, that concludes my comments.
Thank you. Any questions, Council? I have one.
Yes.
On the public lands office. Are they shut down now?
The public lands, they have shut down on Saturdays when they would usually be open. And today we actually received the great news that their GSA lease rescind the closing of that lease has been rescinded as of this afternoon, and so they will not have to be out of the building as of the 31st of December. So we're very excited with that update as of today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh,
Valerie?
I was just wondering if Irene the Raven was named after Irene Sherman?
Possibly.
Oh, I just wondered.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Next up, Victor.
My name is Victor Booberge. My information and address is on file. It's getting to be the summer season here pretty quick, and I was hoping the mayor would be here today. I forgot he wouldn't be here. But what's up with the new public restroom? It was going to be ready a couple years ago, and then it was supposed to arrive last year, but somehow it didn't get put in. And so are we set up to have it put in this summer? And where is the location for where they're going to locate the public restroom? And it's just, I hope it's still on track, you know, because it's been over 100 years and Fairbanks hasn't had a public restroom yet. So that's something to really look forward to. Just, you know, I hope it gets done this year, and we're gonna be having the pothole season coming up here real quick. So I don't get to town quite as often, but I'll try to make a little list and I'll give it to somebody at Public Works. And I wanna congratulate Public Works because they're doing probably some of the best work in town of all the city employees. So congratulations to the Public Works, and you guys keep up the good work, and hopefully I'll see you here at the next city council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor. Any questions? Under the mayor's comments, who's not here, I'm gonna have Mike speak and he can answer you on the restrooms, Victor. Next up, and I'm gonna butcher this name, I apologize, Ajimi? Chopin's? Oh, are they here? Are you here for their liquor license? They are? I'll find out.
Yes, I'm coming from the Archimedes Prince restaurant. And then I got the invite here. So I don't know. I have the one question. Is that I got a promotion. I think I got a promotion to every Wednesday night. We call it sake night, and then we're gonna plus the butter is. I wanna say the $1, but that is if I wanna do that, do I need a permit from the city or the official permit? That's my question.
Which business is this? Oh, right there, 5816. Actually, we're going to be taking this up a little later in the meeting, and maybe we can answer some of those questions for you. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll have you come back.
Okay.
But not right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. I saw her back there. Vivian, come on up.
Vivian Stiver, City of Fairbanks. I'm here on two little quick deals here. One, I want to thank you guys for getting us into the CAPSIS as one of your priorities of the city for the Moore Street siting. We had a further study done, and we are actually losing heat between the studs. So it's probably more important than we actually realized, right? So that was very good of you, and I want to thank you. I also brought, if the clerk wants me to hand these out to each... You do, okay. Okay. The Commission on Aging has done an excellent little book, statistical book, about the needs that'll be coming up for seniors. It's rather drastic. It's very easy to read. It's put together excellently, so you don't have to hunt for information. It's pretty plain. I know you guys don't have, you know, human services type powers, but you're lobbying to keep good, healthy, safe senior housing is an important asset. So I figure the more you guys are informed of what's happening, and it's happening across the state, it's no new surprise there, but we're getting hit pretty hard. And one of the other things, there is some legislation going forward regarding licensing for a different type of care facility, and it would be for folks who potentially have behavioral issues. Like sometimes you can have an issue where someone has Alzheimer's, but is, you know, they'll have problems. And so it's a new licensing to peel it off. It'll be physically built differently. And of course, with folks who may have certain types of behavioral issues, you'll need more staffing. So I don't actually remember the bill number. I'll have to get that. But if you guys would support that, because what we're finding nowadays, and it does affect our community, is when we have our seniors and we don't have enough assisted living homes like we do now, when we have the Pioneer Home, which I know is a state issue, however, it affects us locally quite a bit, we have people at the hospital who can't be discharged to a safe place. Therefore, they stay there. And we all know the hospital can't afford that. And beds are limited in our hospital, too. So this issue is going to hit hard. It's already hitting. I can see a big change, but it's going to even come more. So I just want to keep you informed on that and give you the information with the snapshot, because it's so easy to read and I really like it. And then the other thing, on a personal issue, 21 minutes. So I set my kitchen on fire. It was a while back. But I have to tell you something. I couldn't have been more impressed with our firefighters. And we know that I've gone round and round with that department. However, they came in, they acted decisively, they created great confidence among the residents when we had to evacuate the building. I couldn't be more happy.
Any questions, Council? I have one, Vivian. You said unassisted living. For a while there, we were adding a lot of new facilities in town. Are they all maxed out now?
We've lost a lot, Jerry.
You've lost some, huh?
And okay, so with an assisted living home, they may say they'll take ambulatory only. They may not take somebody that needs to be in a wheelchair or needs assistance to move. They may not take large people because they don't have staff to lift a large person. So assisted living's great, but even within that whole topic, you'll have homes that will not take dementia patients because they're not set up for the person who may wander. And we are so short, Jerry. The folks I knew who used to run them sold, and those people weren't able to keep it going like the previous owners we've all known for years. And they closed. There's just not enough. And it's just, there's a whole range of conditions they can take or won't take, or they're not able to. So.
Lonnie.
So how many, Vivian, how many do you think are in this, or we can't find them housing and that? How many seniors?
I know that there's quite a few. I mean, just for my personally, I've gone and visited a couple that I know that can't be discharged yet because there's no safe place to discharge them to. They have, so the hospital's supposed to discharge a person to an appropriate point of care. And when that doesn't happen, we don't have CNAs, you know, care attendants. It's just hard all the way. It's hard for everybody with employment, but it has really been hit hard. And I don't know how we teach our younger, you know, 50 and 60-year-olds who have parents that are 70 and 80, look now, don't wait. Don't call and say, hey, what you got open? There are wait lists everywhere. It just doesn't happen that quickly. And I really would love to figure out how we get the younger folks to hear us about their parents and even have myself listen to my own advice and finish my POA and all of that good stuff. So I think it's pretty dire. It's pretty dire. There's a lot of it.
Anyone else? Thank you, Vivian.
Okay, thanks.
That's all we have on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone else here tonight that would like to give public testimony? Seeing none, clerk.
Okay, we are at the approval of agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Do I hear a motion? Mr. Ringstad. Moved by John, seconded by Valerie. Anybody wishing to pull an item tonight? Not many to pull. Seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Special orders, I guess.
Yep, we are at the top of page 2, special orders. Well, I'll read the consent agenda items that were approved into the record. The consent agenda approved the regular meeting minutes of February 24th, 2025. It accepted the Clay Street Cemetery Commission meeting minutes of February 5th, 2025, and it approved the appointment to the Chena Riverfront Commission. Now we are at special orders item A. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following alcohol license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. I'll read the license number and doing business as names into the record. License 5816, Ajimi, a Japanese restaurant. License 5877, Lat 65 Brewing Company. License 5878, Lat 65 Cider House. License 328, Lat 65 Brewing Company. License 4880, Friar Tuck's Hoagie House. And license 4076, Brown Jug Fairbanks.
Thank you. Council, do I hear a motion on these? Mr. Ringstad. Waive protest. Been moved by Mr. Ringstead. Mr. Marnie seconded it. Anyone here tonight wishing to speak on any of these licenses, now's the time. And if you want to come back, sir, and speak, please do. Why don't you have a seat, and then you can give us your name and an address.
This is my friend. He's the translator for me.
Okay, you can both testify.
Yes, I'm referring to the Mr. Lee, the owner of Jimmy Restaurant. He just had one question about the license or some permit, but he tried to compete with similar restaurants, but he tried to make a promotion offer for the customers. Offer him like a special one day out of the week for like a discounted liquor. Does it require any license or permit?
I was just gonna say that that's regulated by state law, not the city of Fairbanks.
So who should he ask about the question?
You should have a contact or Councilmember Cleworth with permission. You should have contact information for the State Alcohol Beverage Control Board, the ABC board. Call them with your question, and they should be able to help you out.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
또 다른 거 그 우리 프로모션 중에 뭐야 저 그 라이센스가 아직 안 나왔고 7월달까지 써도 된다고 하는 편지가 왔는데 그 편지 계속 써야 되는지 그것도 다른 문제가 있는지.
He said he received a letter that his liquor license is expired in the July. And instead of the letter, still the license is still good until the July that time. That letter is covered the expiration date.
Yeah. I was just looking up some paperwork, but go ahead.
So my understanding is that the State Alcohol Beverage Control Board kind of blanket approved everyone up until I think it was December 31, 2024. And now they're restarting the process of going through all the licenses for those that have expired recently. I think that the letter that you got was probably from the state, and it was probably from the Alcohol Marijuana Control Office or the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. I would call them and make sure that your license is up to date. I don't believe it was a letter that you got about your city license, but the city clerk would be able to clarify that.
Okay. That's correct. It would have been a letter from the state, not the city of Fairbanks. Your application is scheduled to go before the AMCO board or the ABC board with the state on April 15th. Your renewal application.
근데 우리가 지금 그 AMCO에서 편지를 받기를 이 편지는 7월까지 커버가 된다고 얘기했거든.
He said the letter he received from AMCO is like a the letter say it covers until the July. Is it right?
I don't have a copy of maybe that letter. Yeah, you can call me tomorrow if Mr. Sanders will give you my phone number. Maybe we can talk tomorrow and clear up your questions, and I can give you some references to the state office to contact.
Ms. Therian.
Yes, thank you so much for coming to us to testify. Are you aware that we're going to vote whether to object to your license being renewed or not? Did you understand that?
He doesn't aware of that.
Okay. I'm sure you received a letter from our clerk explaining the process and asking you to come today, and we appreciate you coming today.
You're welcome.
I don't think the council's gonna have any objections to renewing your license.
Thank you.
And how is the restaurant doing?
It's good.
Good.
It's better than last year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
City Council.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mr. Ringstan.
Actually, my neighbors across the sloughs, and they have run a very good, clean operation, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
If there's anyone else regarding these six licenses, please come forward now. Seeing no one, public testimony is closed. Council, any discussion? Mr. Marnie.
Well, this backup information that's provided. Can we go back to the old way? I get nothing from this. No, I'm sorry.
No, it's. I think that's FPD's way of telling you that there's no calls. Of the category that you've requested, there are no calls fitting that description. So it's just a way to tell you that there are no calls. If you'd rather me leave those out, if there are none at all, I can do that. Correct. That's what FPD sends me as a response as part of their response.
It's our new revised version.
I know. Well, we'll tackle that another day, I guess.
Okay. Councilmember Therian?
At the last meeting, I believe the mayor asked Mr. Cleworth and myself to look at some of that, and I think we're meeting sometime in mid-April now that we've done the doodle pool.
Yes.
So if you're interested, you might want to come too. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Any other discussion? Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
On the motion to waive protest, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Therian?
Yes.
Next up.
Okay, we have the City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the marijuana license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. I'll read the license number and doing business as names into the record. License 13479, doing business as North Star Fire. License 11927, doing business as Green Life Supply LLC, the retail marijuana store. License number 10958, Green Life Supply LLC, a standard marijuana cultivation facility.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion? Mr. Ringstad. Moved away by John, seconded by Lonnie. Is it time for public hearing on these? Anyone wishing to give public testimony, please come forward. Seeing nobody, public testimony is closed. Council discussion, Mr. Ringstad.
Just a comment, out there on 30th Avenue, I've experienced, and I know not a lot of other people have commented about the smell out there at any kind of given time of the day or night. I think, as I recall, the mayor was going to talk to them about that, and they're supposed to be working on a some sort of filter system, but I'm not sure what the status is. I'm assuming the mayor's following up on that.
Any other discussion? Yep.
I'm not sure about the mayor's communication, Mr. Ringstad, but I did speak with the manager of the facility and let him know that we did have a list of complaints that AMCO had received. I think he intended to have someone here tonight, but I'm not sure. Oh, okay. He did say that they put in new filtration systems, but I'll let the representative speak.
Hello. For the record, Brandon Emmett. I'm a paid consultant for Green Life Supply. Green Life had the majority owner die unexpectedly, and the business had suffered some serious setbacks because of that individual's absence. And I was contacted by the management team and the existing owners to help them come clean that up, so to speak. Got quite a lot of experience in the marijuana industry, both on the regulatory and on the operation side. I was able to assess their systems there, and I think with a little bit of investment in some new filtration, that we should be able to get that smell off of the overpass pretty quickly.
Any other questions? Yeah, it is a problem. We all get the complaints about that one facility more than any other facility. Are they using the charcoal filtration system?
They do. The existing system is rudimentary, and the charcoal had been expired, and so we're going to get that replaced and upgraded.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Emmett, would you come back to us after you've changed the filtration system and just let us know?
Yes, Mr. Aaron, I will.
That would be wonderful, because every time I go to the athletic club, I smell it.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. So we'll get it like the other facilities that I run. You guys won't smell it anymore.
Do you know when this license expires, the date?
I believe they're up for renewal this summer. The can had been kicked down the road a little bit because of the previous owner's death.
Okay.
Is there a timeline for, or like an actual plan to replace that, or is just being talked about?
I'd like to get that done first thing. So I've been there for 1 week. And that's okay. That's our first order of business, yeah.
Looking at the dates of the complaints that we have in front of us, I mean, they go back a year. So, you know,
yeah.
It would be awesome to have an actual plan with, you know.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to get them into compliance. And I'm a big supporter of the marijuana industry. I'm also a proponent of regulations that work for everybody. So we're gonna get that fixed.
Anyone else? Council, you might consider a restriction. I'm just saying that we get paid a visit at some time to see that that is done. I mean, you have the right to protest it or put restrictions on that license, but it's up to you if you want to do it. And this is your... Valerie.
We have to respond to AMCO by April 11th, so I don't think that's going to give that company enough time to get things going, but I think if Mr. Emmett said he would come back and let us know, could you try to get that done within 30 days?
Yeah, I think 30 days is reasonable. Thank you.
Okay. I would think that we don't need to put any restrictions on if what he says they're going to do.
Line. So have you been hired more of a management outside consultant type of thing?
Yes, I'm being paid to consult for the existing management team. They needed a level of sophistication that they didn't quite have before. And so I'm working with the current manager and the lead grower to upgrade the facility, clean up their books, get them compliant on all of their taxes and any sort of regulatory issues that they might have.
Are they going to make it?
I believe they will. The bones are good. They just need solid leadership.
Okay.
You think that license is up, did you say, April 15th?
I believe so.
Our objections are due by April 11th.
Well, let's say you might want to request that we be paid a visit before then. As the one restriction on the license, if that takes place and the restriction is lifted. Johnny?
Danny, how do you notify ABC about what we have or haven't done?
Usually the day following the council's decision, I send an email with a formal letter attached that says what the city's response was.
Can we just not send them anything? If we till the 11th, right? But he's going to probably be done before then.
I would hope so.
Today's the 10th, right? That's a month from now.
Let me just check that.
Suffice, we just wait as long as it's got to be to them by the 11th. We got a month to send it in.
Would you not want to know, though, that the work has been done?
Well, we'll know by then.
We may put a condition on it by then and have a visit. Otherwise, you do not know.
Well, but we'll know before then so we can...
How will you know?
He's going to come tell us. If he doesn't come tell us, well, that's our answer.
Okay, well, you're putting a condition on it then.
Mm-hmm. I could schedule to come back before this body.
Okay. I mean, if you're comfortable with that, I think you need to formalize that, but that's up to you.
Probably in good shape, but if something goes totally awry, we will know that before... Well, before the 30 days is up, so the month 11th or whatever.
Okay, any other discussion?
Does that mean that we need to table making any action on this? If we're trying to wait until after he comes back, it wouldn't do any good for us to vote on it now.
Just a clarification on the timeline. Like Ms. Therian stated, our response is due to AMCO by April 11th. Our next regular council meeting, oh, never mind, I'm sorry. It's March 31st. Where am I at? Okay. We are fine to wait another meeting if that's what the council wants to do. We are within our timeline.
So, Councilmember Clearworth, if I may. So the council has a couple different options, right? You can... option number one, postpone this license to that council meeting. We'll have the representative back and he can tell us that the new filter system's in and everything's good. You can make your decision then. Option number two, you can today waive protest with a restriction on the license that the filtration system is in, and then you're not postponing anything. Or, you know, option number three is you just treat it like normal and either waive it or don't. It's informal, formal, or do it now or do it a little bit later.
Valerie.
I think Mr. Emmett is a respected person in our community. He's made representations to us. I don't think we need to to postpone this. I think we can just vote on it today. And if it doesn't happen the next time they come up, it probably wouldn't be approved.
Well, it's another year away.
Yeah, I understand.
Lonnie.
Do you think you can have it done by the next council meeting on the, what was that date again, 31st?
Yes.
You think you can have everything done, buttoned up?
The 31st of, yeah. Of this month?
Yeah.
That's a pretty tight timeline. Like 30, at least 30 days.
You have to order all that stuff from outside?
Yes. Yeah, 15 days is, you know, 20 days is going to be tight. 30, 45 days, I think I can get it done. Certainly before the weather increases to the point where it stinks up the whole freeway.
I guess I would say that take the one option that the city attorney put out, you put a restriction on it, and then they report back. It's pretty simple. And if it's not fixed,
no, it's not
if he gets fired or whatever, then the protest would stand, but...
Yeah, they can take my recommendations or not, but I think they will. I believe they really want to stay in business. That's why I'm there. So.
We can do that, and your folks will know that that's the condition on it, and move forward.
Do you want to make a motion then?
I move we do that.
First off, I think we need to separate this from the other ones. The motion that's on the floor is for all the waive the protest and all. So I think you need to first separate this one.
So I'll move we separate license 13479 from the other two and deal with that separately.
That's not the one.
Which one am I on here?
3479.
No, that's North Star Fire.
Oh, that's it.
It's Greenleaf Supply down, isn't that the standard cultivation?
Oh, so we're dealing with the other two, right?
You want to separate 10958.
Is it just one of those two licenses? Or both?
I would imagine it would be both of them together.
Well, the retail part has nothing to do with the smell or the odor. A separate license.
Technically, that's probably right.
Yeah, if it pleases the council, we would like to have those separated because although it has the same owners, it is a different license, and the retail does not create any smell.
Okay, let me revise my motion to say we'll separate license 10958 from the other two.
Okay. Do I hear a second? Seconded by Crystal. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, clerk, would you call the roll?
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Mr. Cleaworth?
Yes. Okay, now it's separated. Now you can make
to approve
a different motion.
The first two?
Whichever way you want to go, we can do the first two.
Dealt with. One and license 13479 and 11927, that we waive protest on those two.
There, that motion's already on the floor. You just separated the one from it.
Okay.
So, clerk, why don't you take the roll on the waiver for those first two? Okay.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Mr. Cleaworth?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Okay, those two are done. He's got the one. Okay, go ahead, John. Did you want to make the other one?
I move that we waive protests with the condition on 10958.
What condition?
Conditions that they get back to us on the filtration system. Is that the right terminology there, I think?
Yes, sir, it is.
Good, okay.
And we have that in the next 30 days.
Is that good enough for you, Danny? Okay, do I hear a second? I need a second first.
I'll second.
Okay, seconded by Lonnie. Valerie.
Well, I don't like your language. I would suggest that that we waive protests subject to them establishing a filtration system that does not provide odors within the next 45 days because he didn't think he could get it done in 30 days.
You like that better?
Yeah.
Is that the motion that you intended to make?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Okay, do I have concurrence of the second?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're changing that to what John really meant to say. Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, would you call the roll on that, please?
Can I repeat the motion just to make sure I've got it? Can I repeat the motion just to make sure I've got it correct?
Okay, yes, go
ahead. To waive protest with the condition that the business install a filtration system that does not cause odors within the next 45 days.
Are you okay?
That'll work.
Okay. Go ahead and call the roll.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Mr. Marty?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming, and sorry to put you through all that there. But,
yeah, no problem. Thank you, sir.
I wish you well, because they do have a problem down there.
Well, we're gonna do our best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
I guess next.
Item C, Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following application for a new retail marijuana store license. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. This is for license 39378, doing business as Blaze LLC. The applicant is Blaze LLC, and the address is 607 Old Steese Highway, Suite 106.
Do we hear a motion? Moved by John to what? Okay. Seconded by Valerie. Is there anyone here wishing to give public testimony on this new license?
I have a little problem hearing. Is this still on this 10958.
No.
My marijuana smell?
No, we just did that one already.
Oh, okay.
Victor, and what we're on now is the next item C that's on the agenda there.
Okay, I look forward to that marijuana smell when I come from North Pole and drive over the overpass here. I wish the whole town smelled like that. You know, get rid of the diesel smell and bring that flower smell in. Smells very good. I never heard of anybody dying from it yet.
Anyone else? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Discussion, council. Valerie.
Danny, does this still fall within the number of licenses that we can have?
Yeah, I think this is number 14 or 15 in the city.
And how many did we agree?
I think it's 25, but I can
double check
that.
That's what I kind of remember, okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're well within our number of licenses. I feel it's unfortunate Mr. Russell didn't come, especially with a new license. It would have been nice to have him.
I remember discussions on the number of the licenses and the heated discussion on that. And And I remember looking for a lower number and saying, you're already saturating the market. Here we are 4 years later, 5 years later, and we're nowhere near the 25. So anybody else? Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
On the motion to waive protest on the marijuana license, Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstead?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Right, Mayor's comments and report.
From Mayor's comments, Mike, do you want to go ahead and maybe answer Victor on the one and anything else you want to say?
Sure thing. Yeah, so the Portland Lou was ordered in January of 2024. We first started talking about it in the end of 2023 when we were doing the budget process. It was ordered early January of 2024. Most of it came in I think it was August, and then the last pieces came in October. But by October, of course, there was already, you know, already snow on the ground and the ground was frozen, so we couldn't put it in. We've already put out the bid to get it installed, and we had a meeting about it today. And Bob Pristash, the city engineer, said that we are literally just waiting for the ground to thaw, and we'll be able to get that thing put in. And the other good news is that at the end of last season, the borough was able to fix their public restroom that's just, you know, a couple blocks down the road in Griffin Park. So there'll be two within pretty close proximity to each other. And
any questions for Mike, Council? Okay, next council member comments. Would that be right? Council, do you have any questions or any comments this first round? John? Lonnie? Yeah.
Well, last Thursday, Jerry and I were able to attend the Citizens Academy. And in doing so, we got to meet the new community paramedic, a gal named Melody. And what a hire. Just a lovely person. And I congratulate Jake. I know you probably had a hand in that. And your Chief Cagaro and the mayor and you, Michael. So great hire.
Valerie? I'll wait until the second round, too.
All right, we are at unfinished business. The only item there is ordinance number 6311, an ordinance ratifying a collective bargaining agreement between the City of Fairbanks and the Public Safety Employees Association, introduced by Mayor Pruse. This is second reading and public hearing.
Do I hear a motion? Move by John to... Okay, do you hear a second? Second by, we'll take Crystal on this one. Is there anyone in the audience wishing to give public testimony on ordinance number 6311? Pretty controversial. Seeing nobody, public testimony is closed. Discussion, Council? That's it? Okay, I'll give my 2 cents. Yeah, it's nice to put this on the bed, and Mike, thank you for your work on all this. I think we're all a little bit stunned by the price tag. This is the most expensive contract that I ever remember seeing. The last time we negotiated with this unit, I think it was around $700,000, if I remember. Lonnie and I sat in on most of that. These types of increases probably cannot continue because we're going way above CPI, but it's good to finally put it to bed. One thing that we never really got into in negotiations is comp time, and it's something that's always bothered me, and I might be in a small minority on that, but to maybe in the future look at some of these contracts and just go to straight overtime. And I know some of the administration really like that comp time, and it's got its pluses and minuses, but From a city perspective, what you're doing is creating a liability that continues to grow as the years go by, as leave time doesn't get used and comp time does. It's actually cheaper to pay the overtime when you incur it rather than the book comp time. But that's my two cents, and I know people disagree with that. So, any other discussion? Valerie.
I'm in favor of this ordinance. I think it goes a long way in helping the dispatch center and also our police force. And I think that it was unfortunate that there was some lack of communication between the individuals that worked on the contract and the police force, but I hope that that issue in the future won't be such a problem and that there's more communication.
Anyone else? Danny, would you call the roll, please?
The motion to adopt ordinance 6311, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Motion 6311 passes unanimously here.
There's no new business, and so we're down at committee reports and council member comments.
Okay, we're going to go around one last time for committee reports and comments. We'll start again with John, I guess. Good. Lonnie?
Well, I think I'm good also. I've got a, I sat in on Explore Fairbanks last board of directors meeting, and Mayor Hopkins was there as a guest speaker. And he's really excited about economic development and wants to get together with the city that we push this thing forward. And I agree highly with him that, you know, summer's about here and we just need to get rolling. So other than that, that's it.
Thank you. Crystal?
I'm not sure who was going to be the rep at the borough meeting this coming week, but I think there's going to be something on the agenda about the park next door. And I thought it would be great if we could make a point to bring back whatever develops in their conversation, or there's anything to bring back, you know, even though it's not much to do with us, it is right next door, and then we would be aware of it. Okay.
What was the ordinance about? Parking?
No, the Veterans Memorial Park.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Gotcha. Okay. Valerie?
Yes, I'll be the rep at the borough meeting Thursday. And I will report on our legislative committee. We met on the 5th, Mr. Ringstad, Mike, Yuri, and me, and our helper. And we worked on the agenda, and there's still quite a bit of a lot of deficit, and they're trying to figure out how to make it work with the thin majority in the House. The Senate has no supermajority either. So the issue is probably what's going to be the PFD this year. And the Rules Committee amended the education from 1,800 down to 1,000. They recognize they need to raise revenue, and there are several new revenue bills that are being introduced. And they're going to need the support of the House with regard to new revenues. There was a bill by Bert Stedman, SB 81. It could change the amount that the city has to pay to almost 30%. And I spoke with Ashley Carrick on Sunday. She doesn't think that's going to get anywhere with the House or the Senate, that it was probably decided by Bert Stedman to waive a problem. And I know that Mr. Kawasaki and Will Stapp kind of thought the same thing when I spoke with them. And the Finance Committee feels that if they do anything with regard to the bill, that the governor would probably veto it anyway. And there, Maxine Dybert has been really ill, and she's just now back in the House. She's not, I don't believe, as of our meeting, that she was going to meetings, but she's at least there, and we hope that that she gets better as soon as possible. With regard to the capital budget, our priorities are discretionary, and we're not going to have any, according to Yuri, and that we'll just have to match federal money. And Lonnie, there is another hearing on your bill. Right, Thursday at 15:30. Okay, so you'll testify. Is that the second time, or was it the House first?
I did the Senate first.
Okay.
And then the House second. So, Representative Tomaszewski, his office called me.
Great, great. And I just wanted to mention that too.
Thank you.
And with regard to House Bill 119 for Mr. Stapp, the gas line in Alaska, going down to Fairbanks, we made a decision that we would try to have some more discussion about that, and that maybe our committee and IGU and ADA would try to meet together to work on what's going to happen with regard to the gas line. Has that been happened yet?
Yes, Danny's already scheduled that for the 25th, wasn't it?
The 25th?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so there's a lot of controversy over it, and Mr. Stapp wants the pipeline to end in Fairbanks. IGU isn't that excited about that, and there's lots of issues with regard to the pipeline. So we'll be working on that. And finally, I'll be going down to Juneau mid-April on a Tuesday, get there at 1, stay all day Wednesday, and leave Thursday afternoon. So by then, maybe other things will have been happening with regard to the budget. But until they figure out some revenue sources, it's going to be a very tight budget. And they were talking about at some of the meetings that I've attended of maybe increasing the amount of money that mining pays. Right now it's 0.4%, something like that. So that might be targeted, and it would help a little bit. And their fees that they have to pay haven't been increased, I think, since 1959, if I've got the date right. And I think that's all. Yuri sent us a list of all the bills on Monday, and there's several things on elections that we don't have a position on, and I know that they're going to talk again about the retirement system on the 12th at 13:30. So that will be in front. Thank you.
Question, Valerie, on the revenue. You mentioned mining. What were the other ones that they were proposing?
The other one was to do away with some of the oil tax credits.
Any talk of income tax or sales taxes?
No, okay. They're not going to do anything like that, no.
Okay.
Let me see if I have anything else. No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you. A question, Mike, on the street lights, did we... find out anything about those for the Hamilton or for the Westgate area?
Yes, I know Mr. Cotter was working on that.
On the Westgate area?
Yeah, the Westgate one.
Yeah, the Westgate area, we sent in a ticket for them to go
Jeremiah,
look at.
I think you need to come up to the desk and your address.
That way I'm not yelling at you. Well, people can't hear you unless you're covered.
Oh, right. Yes, we sent in a ticket for the lights to be looked at in the Westgate area, and they were waiting on a fuse the last I had heard that they had to order. That was the last thing that I had heard. We did get the Taku area, the lights that were always on that we were asked about earlier in the year. We got those situated, and those should be shutting off now. That was the last I heard. Have you noticed that in your area, Jerry?
I haven't been in Taku, just the area that I'm in there. But, you know, this is, over the years, it seems like every winter, roughly, we lose the lights for a period of time. And I'm wondering if there might be a permanent fix for that sometime. Is it just a fuse that they're looking for?
As far as I know, I didn't ask too many questions. I just was trying to figure out what was going on.
Or we have antiquated equipment or something that we need to address at some point. But
yeah, there's some questions that I got for Bob. I'm going to be working with Bob on that this summer to hopefully have the lights in better condition for next winter, since it seems like it happens more in the wintertime, because we don't know, it's because we got sun all the time. But yeah, no, I'm thinking there's got to be some more boxes like the one that I had found this winter in other areas. So that's my question. Biggest question I got for Bob is to find out if we got any more pieces of old systems still hooked to our system.
Yeah, I'm just curious if it's the same problem year after year, and or if it's a new problem or. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I know we're still replacing a bunch of the old lights for the new style lights and stuff like that too. We just put in a big order for more lights so we can replace some of the older ones as ones aren't working right. So hopefully the newer LEDs will work better and longer than the older LEDs.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Anybody else? Okay. I'm going to be possibly absent for the next council meeting. I guess I would ask the council for concurrence with that absence. No? I can call if I'm on the road somewhere. Maybe I can call in, but I can't remember the last time I missed.
I'm going to New Orleans.
2 years ago. Okay. You got a good memory.
What are our meeting dates in April? Am I? On the 28th?
Yes.
So I'll be gone on the 28th. I can mention next meeting.
Would you say the end of 14th?
I think can we do this by objection, or would you prefer a motion? Okay. I asked for the 28th and Crystal's asked, what date?
We concur.
28th of April, and okay, in Miami. Thank you. Thank you all. If there's a quorum problem or something like that, I'll make it a point to be able to call in. When is the meeting on the alcohol licenses in April?
I'm actually still doodle polling. I've got a number of people who haven't responded, but it'll be probably within that week that I sent out. Let me look at what that week is, Mr. Clearworth. Valerie, do you remember what that was? I'm sorry, Ms. Therian?
No, like April 8th, something like that, but the sooner you can get us, the better, so I don't end up with a hearing or something.
Are you here that week, Mr. Clearworth?
Yeah, I'll be back the 4th, which I think is a Friday. I don't have a calendar for me. I'll be here by the 4th, so
okay.
No problem.
Yeah, I'll get that nailed down and sent out probably this week.
I did report at the borough that we're waiting for them to determine the bowling date. I said, pick a Saturday and let us know. So Valerie, if you're there, remind them that we're waiting for their response.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a Saturday afternoon sometime, but don't do it at the end of March, please.
Okay.
If any of you ever have questions on fast planning, just be sure and bring them up at the council meeting. I can be happy to try and respond to them. I am hoping to get you a new tip so they can all have that, so when constituents ask questions about what projects, when and where, you'll have that at your fingertips there. The big projects that we got through the improvement funding this year is 8th Avenue over here. I think there's some work that's being done in Doyon Estates, and also some over in Shannon Park. And I'm forgetting what street that might be, Joyce. I'm forgetting what street that might be, but we'll get you that information. That's it for me. Clear?
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Jerry, have they resolved the jurisdiction problem between fast planning and, I think, DOT?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you know when that might be done?
No time soon. We keep revisiting that each meeting. It's not stopping anything, but it is a question that needs to be answered.
The city clerk report. I have nothing to report. Does the city attorney?
I have two quick items. I never report, so I'm going to take a little bit of time here. Item number one is the city of Fairbanks is currently recruiting for a deputy city attorney. It's been posted on both the Alaska Bar Association's employment board that all the attorneys look at in state, as well as recruitment in some of the schools in Northwest. And HR has done a phenomenal job getting the word out on their many platforms. The opportunity closes next month, and hopefully we'll have some good news to report shortly thereafter. Item number two, not related, possibly related. Alaska doesn't have a law school. It's the only state in the country that does not have a law school. Most of the time, law review journals are done by a school in state. Ours is actually done and has been done for years out of Duke, out of North Carolina. A team of law school students from Duke are visiting Fairbanks this year, and they're here in town this week. They're scattered all over the city, kind of collecting information and seeing things with their own eyes. I'm actually hosting one of the students for the week. Bright guy, Ryan, and he's off to the races, already meeting with folks and getting to learn a little bit about Alaska and a little bit about Fairbanks. So excited to host the law school students and the Duke Law Review students this week, and wanted to share that excitement with you.
Would you just hire one of them?
May have offered a job. One or more.
Chair. All right.
Valerie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chard. Do we have a date for the arbitration for the firefighters?
That's June 9th through the 12th. It's the week of June 9th. Might be 13th. It's that entire week.
Thank you.
Okay. There's no executive session. I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Valerie, seconded by John. Any objection? Nope, we are adjourned. Thank you.